Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You can take me to paradise.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Got some good stuff lined up for you this hour. As I mentioned, Andrew Langer is going to be with us in just a second, and Leslie Kossoff's coming up in the next half hour. My website is out there on the Wild Wild Web, and it's at jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget all the other things you can do at our site, and some new features coming up. Any day now, we're going to have some new stuff we've been working on that I think will make our site even more productive for you, even more useful, especially on a daily basis, especially on a current content basis. I'm really excited about some of the things we're going to do. Make it a little easier for you to find some of the stuff we've created on a daily basis, and before it gets into the library of our archives and our articles. So it'll make it a little bit easier for you there. Andrew Langer is our guest. As I mentioned, Andrew is the manager of regulatory policy at the NFIB, that's National Federation of Independent Business. Andrew's been with us many times before. He's a great resource for us and does a great job of representing you and me with the regulators. Andrew, welcome to the show.
It's great to be here, Jim. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great. It's good to have you here. Andrew, I was telling the audience before you got here about how and of course they know about how politicians pass laws and then bureaucrats promulgate those laws into regulations. And somebody needs to be keeping their thumb on those guys to make sure that they know whenever they do these things that how they're impacting you and me. And you're one of the guys who does that, and we want you to know
we
appreciate it.
Well, I certainly do try.
What are some of the new things that we need to know about what's going on in the 109th Congress? What are they up to?
Well, I'll tell you something, Jim. It's funny. If you'd asked me 4 months ago if anybody was going to take a good long look at regulatory reform, I would have said no. As a matter of fact, I said in an internal NFIB meeting that the prospects for reg reform were pretty dim. We'd lost two of our staunchest allies in the Senate, Congressman Doug Ossie from California and Congressman Ed Schrock from Virginia.
Right.
Both decided not to run again this year. But within 2 weeks, I got a call from the folks over at the Office of Management and Budget. They were interested. There's a new chairman of the Government Affairs Subcommittee on Regulatory Affairs, a woman named Candace Miller from Michigan. Congressman Schrock has now reappeared as a staffer on the Hill. And so
wow.
It looks like folks are really serious about taking on regulatory reform. And we've got a great bill that's going through the House right now. Don Manzullo, who's chairman of the Small Business Committee,
right,
has got a great regulatory reform bill.
From Illinois,
exactly. He's closing up a lot of the loopholes that currently exist in federal law, which allow agencies to sort of skirt around their congressionally mandated duties to take a good, long, hard look at regulations.
Well, and of course, as you know, and as my audience knows, because I've told them many times, along with the folks who create these documents, my friend and yours, Tom Sullivan's office over there at the Office of Advocacy, that small business owners, it costs small business owners over $7,000 per year per employee for regulatory compliance, almost double what it costs big companies per employee per year. And
yeah,
so
we're waiting to see. They may be updating that number. We're expecting that great study, what we call the Crane and Hopkins study, is now 5 years on the books, and they are up. Crane or Hopkins, I think it's Hopkins, is redoing it right now, and we should be seeing some new numbers. And we're hoping that number is going to have come down a little bit.
I hope it does, or we may have to fire some regulatory watchers out there, Andrew. but seriously, tell us what are some of the things that you guys are focusing on.
Well, I mean, we're focusing on the two. There are two problems that are out there. Obviously, there's the paperwork problem which small business owners face every day. We know that paperwork costs small businesses on average $50 an hour. Tax paperwork itself costs $75 an hour for small businesses, either in lost time for themselves or on average what they have to pay somebody else in order to do their taxes. And it accounts for 80% of the paperwork burden. And then the other problem are the regulations that are on the books. I mean, Tom Sullivan and his staff and other organizations do a great job at looking at new regulations that are coming down the pipeline. But the real problem are all of the regulations that are currently on the books. The Code of Federal Regulations, if all the books were put next to each other, is 20 feet long. And all these small businesses that are out there are responsible for knowing what's in that 20 feet of bookshelf space. And something's got to be done to deal with that. And right now, nobody wants to take a look at tax paperwork, and nobody wants to take a look back at the regulations that are on the books. So this Manzullo bill will focus on those two things, and it's really where we're focusing on as well. Agencies are supposed to take a look at economically significant regulations within 10 years of their implementation. And the problem is, when they do it, they do a very poor job at their what we call a 610 look back at Section 610 of something called the Regulatory Flexibility Act. And we want to see some real mandates as to what ought to be included in those look backs. And we think the time has now come for all of those provisions which apply to other agencies in terms of paperwork and regulatory reduction. Those need to start applying to the IRS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're right. And these are all things, these are all areas that insidiously drain the lifeblood out of a business, and that's our capital.
Yeah, we like to say that regulation is like death by a thousand pinpricks.
Yeah.
It's no one regulation that's out there that does it. I mean, yeah, there are a few key regulations that hamper some small businesses. And if you'd like, at some point, I talk about the Americans with Disabilities Act and a new rulemaking that's coming down the pipeline there. There are some really significant regulations. But for the most part, your average small business owner is dealing with, say, 100 separate regulations that just bleed them dry.
Are you seeing any kind of a sea change in the attitude on Capitol Hill towards small business regulation? I know we've got our champions on one side of the spectrum. We've got the people who are our biggest nemesis on the other side some of our enemies on the other side of the pendulum swing. But in the middle, where the majority of the folks are you seeing them being more or less sensitive to small business issues?
I think they're being more sensitive, but you've got sort of not a hypocritical problem, but it's sort of a paradox. As helpful as a lot of members of Congress want to be, they don't necessarily see the connection between the laws that they pass and the regulations that they create down the road. So, you know,
that's an education issue that we got to deal with, isn't it?
And we've been doing that.
Right. Hold on to that thought, Andrew. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to be right back with Andrew. And we're going to get into some specific regulations that are affecting you and me. As he mentioned, he's got a list of those. And we're going to do that right after these messages. It's 20 after. Stay with us.
You should know that life is a gamble. Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho,
we're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Andrew Langer is our guest. He's Manager of Regulatory Policy at the National Federation of Independent Business. That's NFIB, that many of you have seen that acronym and been around now, what, about 70 years or so, Andrew?
Just over 60, in fact.
Yeah, and And I know you're perennially in the top three in terms of successful lobbying organizations in Washington, typically in one and two, neck and neck with the AARP, aren't you?
We are generally regarded that way, though I will say that we just got out of the National Journal, which is a sort of a D.C. politics news magazine. Republican lawmakers said that NFIB is the organization with the most firepower in D.C.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, we're really proud of that.
And folks, all of their firepower is focused on getting government off your backs and getting government to do what they can to help you, not harm you. And you can be part of that by joining their organization. I encourage you to do that. Andrew, as you know, I've been a member of the NFIB about 15 years now.
And we've been thankful for that membership, Jim. You've been a great member.
Lot longer than I've been telling people about NFIB on the show. So I've been a believer long before I was doing the radio show. And folks, I encourage you to do that. You can go to their website, nfib.com. You can join on the website. and they will ask you for a little contribution. I will tell you this, Andrew. I tell people this all the time. One of the best investments I make all year is the money that I contribute to the NFIB cause as a member.
Well, you're investing in ideas, and one of the things you bring up is you know we're fighting to get government not only are we fighting to get government off the backs of small business, but really more to the point, we're fighting for what our members want us to fight for. We don't do anything unless our members tell us to do it. If they tell us not to do something, we don't do it. And that's unusual for organizations, trade
right.
associations.
It's grassroots driven, no question
exactly.
about it. And I get the voting papers in every month, ladies and gentlemen, to what would I like to for the NFIB to work on? What positions do I want them to take on things? And they aggregate all that information. And if there's a topic, I know there have been topics, Andrew, that I have thought you guys should work on, but I was told that, you know, the majority of the members disagreed with me, and so you guys didn't work on that. And you know, I want to get back to the regulatory thing. One of the reasons
sure.
why I think we have evidence of the question that I asked you a minute ago about how do you see things, what kind of a sea change are you seeing in the attitudes of legislators with regard to small business? The fact that we're now getting tort reform passed, that to me tells me that there is in fact a sea change.
Sure, and I think it goes along with these same sorts of issues we were just discussing in terms of doing what small businesses want. You know, that it's a matter of education, and it's a matter of showing folks that this is what the core of America wants to see done. You show that there's a problem, you show what the scope of that problem is, and you show what the impact could be of changing that problem, solving that problem. And it really sells itself in the end. I definitely agree with you. And there are a lot of things that are coming down the pipeline where we're going to have to do a lot of education like that. You know, the Americans with Disabilities Act, as I mentioned, they're doing a major rulemaking, which could have sweeping impacts on.
What's that going to be? What are they doing?
Well, they're going to expand it. For the longest time, the ADA was only applying to the businesses themselves, and if you had a small business, it didn't apply to sort of the customers portions of the establishment. They want to expand the ADA's coverage to workplace areas. So, and then there are no small business exemptions for that. So if you own a shoe store and your stockroom is not handicapped accessible, they are proposing to make that handicapped accessible. If you own a small laboratory...
Are we talking about retroactively retrofitting the place, or are we talking about new businesses?
No, we are talking about retrofitting businesses.
What if there's no room for that?
Then they're going to have to make accommodations are going to have to be made. This is exactly what we're talking about. This is what when we're commenting to the Department of Justice on this, because they're the ones who are handling the comments. We are saying that to them that there are some businesses, there are people who are simply going to be unable to do this, and you're going to drive them out of business. They recognize that this is going to be a very serious issue for a lot of people. So they put out a very sweeping proposal, and they gave us what's called an advance notice of proposed rulemaking. Normally we get one bite at the apple in commenting on a regulation.
Right.
Now we're going to get at least two bites at the apple. You know, we're going to really steer them in the right direction and say that there should be a small business exemption, that you should take into account what small businesses are doing to accommodate the Americans with Disabilities today. And more to the point, we're actually going out and polling small businesses to find out exactly how they understand the ADA. And the fact is, you've got a lot of businesses out there that simply don't know what they need to do now. And
right.
what the costs are that are involved. And we think that they ought to be focusing on making customer areas, making sure that those regulations are actually understood and being enforced before they expand the scope of the ADA itself. And we're talking a huge, you know, multi-billion dollar annual cost to small businesses.
Absolutely.
And we think it's largely needless. So,
and the ADA is just one area, folks. There are multiples. There are hundreds of areas of regulatory areas that affect you and me that Andrew Langer and the folks at the NFIB are working hard to make sure that they don't harm us unnecessarily. Thank you, Andrew, for the work that you do. Thank you for being here. Look forward to getting you back again real soon.
It's always great to be here, Jim, especially with the music that you play.
Thanks, Andrew. Andrew Langer, ladies and gentlemen, with the NFIB. That's NFIB.com. Quick break, 29 after. Right back with Leslie Kossoff.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.